The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. The Richmond and Henrico Health Districts are doing additional outreach to provide monkeypox vaccinations to people who are more likely to be exposed to the illness based on certain risk factors. Whitney Evans reports.
Most cases reported in the current monkeypox outbreak have been among people who identify as gay, bisexual, and men who have sex with men. Also, health officials say people who have multiple or anonymous partners, sex workers, and staff at establishments where sexual activity occurs are more likely to be exposed. Here's Deputy Director Dr. Melissa Veray.
Because supply is limited, we want to make sure the folks who are most likely to be exposed are the folks that we try to vaccinate first.
Veray stressed, however, that anyone who comes in close contact with someone who has the virus can catch it. The health district announced this week that people who are interested in and eligible for the vaccine can fill out a form on the Richmond and Henrico Health District's website at rhhd.gov. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
Unity Day in Charlottesville is canceled for the third year in a row. The event, which originally took place in 2019, is meant to commemorate the anniversary of those who died at the hands of white supremacist violence in 2017. The past 2 years have been canceled because of the pandemic. Mayor Lloyd Snook says the event is not happening this year because of a lack of planning, lack of resources, and continued spread of COVID-19, according to the Daily Progress. Hanover County is in the process of replacing John M. Gandy Elementary School in Ashland. The new building will include non-gendered, single-occupant bathrooms. Connor Scribner has more.
Individual toilets will be behind floor-to-ceiling partitions, while the sink area will be open to the hallway. Hanover County officials say the elementary school's new bathroom layout will give students more privacy and help prevent bullying. Wes Perkins is a professor at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. He says while it was traditionally thought that most bullying occurred in areas with low supervision, like bathrooms, a 2014 study in middle schools found that wasn't the case.
The big picture was that more bullying was being experienced in the hallways, classrooms, and in the lunchroom.
Perkins says the individual stalls won't end bullying, but could help prevent it in bathrooms, where research shows transgender students often feel unsafe. Connor Scribner, VPM News.
Some Portsmouth students have traded their normal summer activities for science camp, where they'll launch rockets, fly drones, or design their own video games. Michelle Hankerson from partner station WHRO went to see how the future game designers get started.
It turns out creating a video game starts with a round robot named Ozobot.
It follows lines, and there's certain type of color codes that the Ozobot's programmed for. And when the Ozobots run over certain colors, like blue and green, blue, green, blue, it like turbos.
That's Neil Warren, a rising seventh grader at Churchland Middle School. When he chooses color patterns, he's creating a program for Ozobot. It's part of an 8-day summer coding camp. Portsmouth Schools partner with the nonprofit Starbase Victory to offer students programs focused on science and technology. Starbase staff says it's designed to prepare kids for in-demand jobs. Layla Kavula and Kayla Swan are going into fifth grade at Hodges Manor Elementary. They're best friends and chose to go to coding camp together.
Yeah, I know we do.
Kayla's not sure if she wants to design video games as a job. She's leaning more toward fashion design right now. Layla thinks it could be a good hobby.
With gaming, I feel like I would just do making games for like fun at home.
Students will finish their games in about a week.
That was Michelle Hankerson reporting. The Virginia Repertory Theater is canceling performances of the musical Mamma Mia because of multiple positive COVID tests in the company. The performances scheduled tonight through Sunday will not take place, reports the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The theater is asking anyone with tickets to call the box office. We should disclose that Virginia Rep is one of VPM News' underwriters. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.